Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and welcome to this call to worship as we consider the fact that we shall behold Him.
The sky shall unfold, preparing His entrance. The stars shall applaud. Enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold Him. Then face to face, we shall behold Him. His glory, we shall behold Him. Yes, we shall behold Him face to face, our Savior. The angels shall sound the shout of His coming, the sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place. And those who remain
Heavenly Father, we can hardly wait to see your face. Face to face with the God of creation, our Savior, and Lord of all lords. To behold you is far beyond our wildest imaginations. We honestly have no clue. Will we be shouting your praise or fall prostrate at your feet? Will we sing and dance or simply not be able to move or speak at the glory of your presence? You've made it clear in your word that those who have received you as our Savior will be there with you in heaven, right where you are. Thank you, God, for that assurance. God, please minister to those listening today. Comfort the afflicted with the hope of heaven. May your Holy Spirit prick the hearts of those not yet saved. Meet the needs in our hearts as only you can during this time of worship and praise. In your holy name, amen. You're listening to A Call to Worship.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. I find my peace and joy. Of the harvest for the days are few. You're coming soon. So people get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready. Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. Get ready.
thank you for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and, of course, your donations to this ministry as you are led. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Coming back for me.
Will it be like to behold Him, to be in the presence of the God of creation, the one who spoke and created all things, to see face to face the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the I Am, the eternal God, the one who set in motion events of this earth, although we can't begin to possibly imagine what that really will be like. We know that we will see Him as the Bible describes. Listen to 1 Peter. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy because you're receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And from 1 John, when He's revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, says the prophet Isaiah. Now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known, says Paul in 1 Corinthians. Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself, from Philippians 3. And the psalmist David proclaimed, "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness," from Psalm 17. And as we've been considering how it might be to behold Him, now please listen to this call to action found in 1 John. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children. But He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure. An encouragement for us to lead pure and holy lives. And hear the Apostle Paul's encouraging words as he reminds the church what it will be like when we behold Him. That He will bodily and visibly return again, and how we should live as we wait and watch for Him. Beginning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, We also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. Now, concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write to you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night, when people are saying, "Everything is peaceful and secure." Then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive when he returns, we can live with him forever. This is your call to worship and praise. Shall behold him as a reality for Christians, and has been our topic today on this Call to Worship program. Thank you for joining us. It's my prayer that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support as you're able. That keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And for those of you writing that down, that address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to this program and others, and you'll find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto the one whom we will behold, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
And I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. Jesus led me all the way. Of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. And hitherto my Lord hath led. Today he guides each step I tread. And soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the way. As I live.